Hi everyone, I'm Jade. What we're talking about today is writing paragraphs, and I'm going to give you a structure you can use in the IELTS writing paper in the discursive essay section, and you can also use what I'm teaching you today in the CAE exam, but also more generally in discursive essays, because people who don't have much experience of writing essays or plus writing essays in English can often lose control of the essay because they're not really writing with a structure in mind. And when that happens, you just start talking about something else that's not even related to the question. So you don't actually get very good marks when you write an essay that's not about the question. Did you know that? Well, anyway, it happens sometimes. So this structure is very fixed and it's repetitive. So you would follow the structure in your first paragraph, and then you'd do three or four similar ones. It's fixed for a reason, to keep your essay under control, to keep you answering the question. So let's have a look at a typical IELTS kind of question. These days, many students decide to attend university in a foreign country. Discuss the advantages and disadvantages of attending university in a foreign country. So first, what we need to do is we need to make a little plan. And I know the advantages and disadvantages based on my personal experience, because I was lucky enough to study in a foreign country when I was a student. So yeah, I spent a year in Amsterdam. So what were the pros? Make friends from other countries. I'm just going to write a shortened version because it doesn't fit here.